I'm Steve Potter, and this is Cityscape. Let me pose this question. What do the St. Louis Symphony, trained house cats, Dylan Thomas, and Circus Flora have in common? You want to think about that for a minute? The answer is next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And here to explain that, Circus Flora's founder and artistic director, Ivor David Balding, and St. Louis Symphony cellist, Bjorn Ranheim. Welcome to the show. Well,
thank you so
much.
Thank you.
Yeah. We're thrilled to be doing it again.
Let's start at the beginning. Circus Flora has, and the St. Louis Symphony have had a long relationship of proximity. Mm-hmm. So yes. Explain that, Dave.
Well, our big top tent, and every June we perform at Grand Center, or have been in recent years. And our tent is right in their parking lot, basically. It's Grand Center's probably, but it's it is we couldn't be closer neighbors.
Right.
But we never really knew the symphony, and they didn't know us. And that got changed. They came and saw it,
Was that last year the first time you actually did
something together? Yeah, last year was our first real collaboration.
Absolutely. Yeah. In Powell Hall itself.
Yeah, in Powell.
Yeah.
I heard a lot about it. I read about it. I think we did an interview in this program. I didn't get to see it, though, so tell me what you remember about that.
Well, it's just an amazing kind of collaboration. I mean, you really are bringing, I think, in effect, the big top into Powell Hall, which, you know, this time of year and the potentially cold temperatures in December, I think, is especially fitting. But it's an amazing thing because, I mean, I think Powell Hall has got this grand kind of character, almost
like a big top,
and it's beautiful.
It's so beautiful.
Yeah, and it's red, and it's, you know, ornate. And I think to string up the high wires and have all of the wonderful acts and the circus performers there on stage with the symphony, it just seems like a really cool synthesis that I'm surprised actually hasn't happened sooner and in more places.
I must say we love it. Yeah. Doing it.
Yeah. The St. Louis Symphony and Circus Flora, we were talking to someone before the show started, and I love the way they put it. Who would have thunk it?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very unusual collaboration, but one I think that, you know.
Well, certainly suits. I mean, we love doing it, and I think that there's a real audience for it. I mean, family.
Absolutely.
At Christmas time. This is going to be a very warm, very funny show.
So obviously, the first time that you worked together, it went over really well.
Yeah. It very much did.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We wouldn't have been asked back.
That's what I'm getting at.
Right.
So Circus Flora and the Symphony present A Child's Christmas in Wales. That's going to be next Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Powell Hall. And A Child's Christmas in Wales is a story that was written by Dylan Thomas.
It's a poem, really.
Do you call it a poem?
Yeah, I think he does.
We had a big discussion about that earlier. Was it a poem or not?
Well, it's a lyric poem or something. The publishers call it a poem.
Yeah.
So that's
good enough for me.
Yeah. It's beautiful. I mean, and we'll read, not me, but the will be Cecil McKinnon, who's our director and plays Yo-Yo, the narrator, and this wonderful English actor called Jeff Hoyle, who's coming in from San Francisco, will read it. And, you know, the accent will help because I think it should look like Wales, feel like Wales.
And a lot of people are familiar with the recording. I think Dylan Thomas recorded it on vinyl in 1952, so a lot of people know that.
Yeah, and I have it on my computer and I can listen to it. It's wonderful.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and it's so idyllic, I think, in the way that it captures Christmas. And it's kind of this beautiful prism, you know.
And it's all about wonderful memories.
Mm-hmm.
And it's very funny. I mean, there's snow fights and cats and all sorts of things.
Let's talk about it. How would you describe that work? It's a nostalgic look at Christmas. It's told through a person's eyes.
Yes, his memory of Christmas. And it that's what first appealed to me, because I can remember in the Berkshires many years, friends used to read it every Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved it, and I would sing silly songs. And it was great, but now to be doing it in Powell Hall, I think of all those new children and kids and families who will see it and what their memories will be, because Powell Hall is such a venue.
Yeah, I think it triggers things in your mind. Like one of the lines, I'm sure I'll mess it up, something like, it always snows at Christmas, something like that. And it triggers memories that everyone has.
Absolutely. And then I think pairing those memories, too, with, you know, musical memories and some of the traditional kind of Christmas and holiday music that we'll be playing for it, I think is really a fun kind of way
Neither side quite knew how it would work, but it you know, it worked very well, and I think everyone's looking forward to it.
It sounds like there had to be a lot of choreography, for want of a better word.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, putting the symphony and circus floor together.
Well, the rigging was more of a problem than anything else.
Yeah, really.
And now that we've solved that, the next problem will be make sure that none of our antics and slapstick can interfere with the orchestra.
Right. Or vice versa.
when you talk about the rigging, you mean like the Flying Willendas are a part of this?
Yeah,
right?
And there's a high wire up in the air above the orchestra.
Right.
Yeah, was that a challenge?
Yeah, it was a challenge to rig, particularly in Powell Hall because it's such a
– It's not made for it.
No, and it's such a special building.
Right.
And we had to get all sorts of permissions.
Right,
and then,
you can't be just like knocking holes in the walls.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I think there was maybe a little bit of consternation too on the parts of the musicians at least the first time around. Yeah. You know, are these Flying Willendas going to fly into my, you know, $200,000 cello?
Right.
But actually, I think now, especially having done this before, there's just a sense of ease and understanding that, you know, the
and enjoyment.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. The performers are going to do no damage or no harm to anything on our end.
And we have the same conductor we had last year, mm-hmm. Alistair
Willis. Yeah.
And he's wonderful. And he understands – I think he enjoys the circus.
Yeah. Yeah. He absolutely does.
He's willing to be – you know, he's not in any way stuffy.
Right. And he also, too, I understand, knows the story quite well.
Yes.
He was born in England and grew up reading this and everything. So it's a special kind of intimate relationship for him, too.
Bjorn, as a musician, is it a little difficult to concentrate on what you're doing and not watch like Tito Valinda fly through the air? I mean,
absolutely. Absolutely. It's one of those things you almost need to get some horse blinders and put them on so that you're not distracted by all of the goings on.
We're going to have one run through and invite you, if any of them can come with their families, to see it.
Uh-huh.
Because for just that reason.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a drummer or whatever, a percussionist that I've known forever called Henry Claude who just could not stop looking. He messed up his job.
Let's talk specifically about some of the elements, if we could, because at the beginning of this interview, I mentioned trained house cats, so I think that deserves some explanation.
Well, the cats play a strong part in the poem, and we were able to hire a very good trained house cat act. It's Russian, and they do amazing things.
Yeah,
and it's very funny.
I didn't know you could train a cat.
Yeah, who knew?
Who knew? I didn't know, but we found it. We've seen it, and we're really looking forward to it.
Bjorn, you want to talk a little bit about the music?
Absolutely.
The musical element to this?
Yeah. Well, I mean, it's such great fare. I mean, we've got, first of all, as I said earlier, some traditional holiday favorites. But then we really do have a lot of other music that is just wonderful and kind of indicative of that kind of, mm-hmm. you know, English, kind of British style, you know, Vaughan Williams and other composers like that, Benjamin Britten. And so we're really incorporating a lot of music from Wales and from Great Britain, I think, to kind of really, you know, make it a more complete experience. And it's a lot of fun stuff for us. Plus all of the, you know, Tchaikovsky Nutcracker and different pieces like that that people love, especially this time of year. So I think it's a great bridge between, you know, not just a holiday offering, but just kind of a wonderful offering in general.
So it's like a little reading, a little music, a little circus floor, a combination of all three at the same time.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And it's hard to explain it. You really have to see it. But it works, and that's, I think, what amazed all of us a little bit, how
Indeed.
Well it worked.
Yeah. Well, again, it seems like the perfect thing. You've got the beautiful, you know, music and oral experience, mm-hmm. and then you've got the wonderful visual experience of seeing this fantastic circus company.
I'd like to talk a little more about Dylan Thomas in a moment, but I want to make sure we mention you've got a lot going on, the symphony does, between now and the first of the year.
We absolutely do. Yeah, it's a busy time for us in kind of every mm-hmm. realm. We're playing, of course, this weekend, the Handel's Messiah with the full chorus. And then, of course, next week, these Circus Flora concerts are on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 14th, 15th, and 16th. And tickets are most definitely still available at the Powell Hall box office.
Let me jump in and say also, if you go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, we'll have a link and people can get tickets that way. So
perfect.
Yeah, tickets are going fast.
They are indeed.
Yeah.
They are indeed. And then actually the week following that, we'll be doing a number of holiday offerings, the Gospel Christmas with the wonderful group Take Six, and then our traditional holiday celebration as well, December 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. It's just you know, all the favorites. And then after, immediately after Christmas, we've got the Pirates of the Caribbean full movie with the full soundtrack played by the live orchestra, and then our traditional New Year's Eve celebration too. So there's really mm-hmm. something for everybody at Powell Hall.
And I want to mention that we are broadcasting the New Year's Eve celebration on Monday, the 31st. That'd be at 7:30.
Great.
Live at 7:30.
That's perfect.
And David Robertson, that's his big deal, right?
It is. Yeah. He does. He loves it. He loves it. Program isn't announced until the day of.
Well, as far as the Child's Christmas in Wales next weekend, how'd you choose on Dylan Thomas in this particular poem?
Well, it was suggested to me by Jack Marsh, who's my associate artistic director, who, you know, I hopefully will take over from me when I end up retiring, which won't be tomorrow.
20, 30 years?
Yeah, 20, uh-huh. 30 years.
Yeah.
But he – and then I remembered us all loving it. And so I thought, wouldn't it be wonderful to do it? So
let's we do have someone that has a question or a comment, so why don't we go to that? Max is calling from Baden. You're on the air, Max. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning all, especially Mr. Bowling. Hey, I recently borrowed a DVD of a 20-year-old movie, Pee-wee's Playhouse, from the library. I'd never seen it 20 years ago. And in the credits, the circus used in the motion picture was Circus Flora.
I didn't know that.
But that was Big Top Pee-wee, probably, not
Pee-wee's Playhouse. Did I say Pee-wee's Playhouse? I beg your pardon. Anyway, the point of it is I did not know that before, and in all the things that have been written on the circus, maybe someone wrote it and I didn't know about it, but that's the first time I had ever known that. And so I just wanted to point that out.
Thanks, Max.
Oh, thanks, yes.
You know, that's striking to me that Circus Flora goes from Pee-wee Herman to the St. Louis Symphony.
Wow, yes, the full spectrum there.
We had a lot of fun making it. It was not my favorite film, but right. It was fun to do.
Maybe it'd be a good rental this holiday season. I want to remind people that Circus Flora and the St. Louis Symphony present A Child's Christmas in Wales. That's next Friday and Saturday, the 14th and 15th, at 7 p.m., and next Sunday at 2 p.m., that's the 16th, at Powell Hall. For ticket information, it's 314-534-1700, or go to stlpublicradio.org to the Cityscape page, and we'll have a link. Dylan Thomas was an interesting character.
Yes.
Came to the United States, was really popular. He you know, was a poet and an author. If I can put this in a nutshell, poet and an author, and had a hard time making a living, so he started doing broadcasts and became mm-hmm. popular on the BBC, and then came to America and became very popular here too.
Yeah.
But had a very colorful and troubled personal life.
He liked to drink.
And so did his wife.
Yes, that's true. but this English clown called Jeff Hoyle, who we bring in to – and who will be reading a lot of it. Well, he won't sound or look like Sean Connery. He will bring a whole special feeling to the poem.
I think it's a you know, the Circus Flora St. Louis Symphony is a wonderful idea, and I think this will be a great holiday experience for everyone.
Absolutely.
So we want to thank you both so much for being here. Again, it's A Child's Christmas in Wales, Circus Flora and the St. Louis Symphony next weekend. And we want to thank our guests today, Bjorn Ranheim, who's a cellist with the St. Louis Symphony, and Ivor David Balding, the founder and artistic director of Circus Flora. And, of course, you'll be back under the Big Top late May through June
next year.
So we'll look forward to that. Thank you, gentlemen, both for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
And time now for a look at the Cityscape calendar. St. Louis Shakespeare presents Stupefy, the 90-minute Harry Potter. Tonight, tomorrow, and next Friday and Saturday nights at 7:30 and 10:30 in the Emerson Black Box Theater in Lindenwood University's Scheidegger Performing Arts Center. The Edison Theater Ovation Series presents the Reduced Shakespeare Company in the Ultimate Christmas Show, Abridged, tonight and tomorrow night, 8 o'clock in Washington University's Edison Theater. Jim Henry conducts the International Chorus Champion, Ambassadors of Harmony, in Sounds of the Season, tonight at 8, tomorrow at 2 and 8, and Sunday at 2 and 7 in UMSL's Two Hill Performing Arts Center. The New Jewish Theater's production of Lanford Wilson's Tally's Folly continues Saturdays, Sundays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays through December 23rd at the JCC's Wool Studio Theater in Creve Coeur. And pianist Peter Martin is joined by Brazilian guitarist Romero Lubombo in a concert titled Rio de Janeiro Meets New Orleans, Thursday night at 8 in the Sheldon Concert Hall. And you can find out more about these and other events on the events section of stlpublicradio.org. Next week on Cityscape, we're going to talk with John McDaniel about his role in a Kirkwood High School alumni concert to help fund the school orchestra's appearance at Lincoln Center, and with cast members of the touring production of Wicked about a concert to benefit Stages St. Louis and Broadway Cares Equity Fights AIDS. And in the next installment of Soundbites, we'll visit with a Sauce Magazine food reviewer. Join Don Marsh Monday for St. Louis on the Air, when he and his guests will take a look at the newly renovated Central Library and the services it provides. Archived versions of past Cityscape programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org. Cityscape is produced by Mary Edwards and Alex Hoyer, engineered by Aaron Doerr, with production assistance from Ariana Tobin and Spencer Reed. The executive producer is Robert Peterson. Cityscape is made possible in part by the Arts and Education Council of Greater St. Louis, the Regional Arts Commission, and the Missouri Arts Council, a state agency. Cityscape is a production of St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. I'm Steve Potter, and thanks for listening.